Okay, Kum Lan Abla Gemara. We are up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of the thick of things about Truma, about Tumah, and Truma as well. The good thing is that this Shabbos will be finished with it, and then we'll go back to Tzachim. So just let's continue now. We had a machlekes here. We had an argument as to whether Mashkin can generate liquids, can generate Tumah and spread Tumah from the Torah's perspective, whether Mashkin itself becomes Tumah from the Torah perspective. And whether Rabbi Huda holds that Mashkin not only is it can generate tumah, but can even contaminate utensils, which no one else agrees, when even Rabbi Huda changes his mind. So now we're going to focus on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said that Mashkin, from the Torah perspective, can not only is a tumah, but also generates tumah at least to other food. So now the Gemara is going to focus on Rabbi Yossi, not on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon will accept that that's what he said, but Rabbi Yossi we're going to have a problem with. Says the Gemara, we're right in the middle of the page. We are about 13 or 14 lines on the top of the page. And the third word of the lines, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim. So we learned previously, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both say, La'oichlin t'mein, that if you have a doubt as to whether you had a stick that was wet on the end and touched certain food, whether it's tummy or not, we're being stringent because it's from the Torah. But L'keilim t'aydim, if you have a doubt regarding utensils, since it's only rabbinical, that liquids contaminate utensils. So therefore, whenever there's a rabbinical question, we'll always take the lenient approach. Tahirim. Omar Rabbi Bachon Rabbi Shlokish, Rabbi Shlokish made a comment. Rabbi Bachon said the name of Shlokish, Rabbi Yossi Beshittas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omar. Rabbi Yossi actually is just saying what his teacher Rabbi Akiva, it seems that he's agreeing with his teacher Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, after he lost his 24,000 students, set direction to the south, and he found there his five new students, which became the giants and leaders of Torah, of our chain. And that was Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shem Yochai, and Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel. So Rabbi Yossi followed this teacher. What do you mean? Because so the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in the end of Parsha Shmini, that it says, for all the food that you will eat, if water comes in contact with it, yitma can be interpreted either it itself becomes tumah, or yitma means that it can generate tumah and pass it on. Now, if you think about it, we're talking about if there's one of the eight shratzim, creeper crawlies that the Torah says spread tumah. If it's suspended inside the airspace of a utensil, that utensil becomes, now remember, a sheretz is an avatuma. That utensil becomes a rishon l'tumah. Then if there's bread inside that utensils, it, because it came in contact with a rishon, it becomes a sheni, second tier. And according to the we're learning right now, yitma means that it spreads the tumah, so it means it actually produces now a third tier. So Rabbi Akiva is the lone opinion that says that by chulin, even though till now we learned there's only two tiers, two generations, he learns that it can actually be a third generation because he learns the word yitma means it can contaminate others. Now that's critical in understanding what Rabbi Yossi is going to say right now. Says the Gemara, he follows the sheet of his Rebbe who says that yitma, he holds that yitma means it will generate 2 million, that it's metame others. That's what yitma means. Not that it itself becomes tame, but that it's metame others. What's the story? That now we learn, boy b'yoyim, on that very day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, after they impeached Rabbi Gamliel, on that very day, they introduced many new laws into the Beis HaMedrash, because Rabbi Gamliel ran it like a tight ship, and he had to vet all the discussions and so on. That day, and we find that every time it says boy b'yoyim, we mean that very day. Daughter Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Dasha says Basik, the whole kli cheres, that any earthenware asher yipol mehem, that falls inside in there falls one of the shrotzim. Everything that's inside that keli becomes tummy. Everything inside the keli becomes tummy. So what do we learn from that? So we say eino eimet tummy. Don't say that it becomes tummy. Says Rabbi Akiva, ela yitma. Yitma means that it metame others. Yitma achedim is metame others. Limit al kika sheni shoshish v'chulim. So Rabbi Akiva holds that by chulim, it's not limited to a sheni. We're talking about the bread that's inside the keli that became tummy from a sheret. So therefore, the bread itself is a sheni, and now this bread is going to make a shlishi. So we see Rabbi Akiva says we see that by chulim also we have a third generation. And maybe, how do we know, who said that the sheretz
touches, it's as if the sheretz touched the keli and the keli touched the bread. Maybe it's as if the entire keli is full of ear, and as if the sheretz touched the bread directly as well. If it's as if the sheretz touched directly, then why is the law that there's a keli and only food and drink inside the keli become tummy? Any cups or anything else inside the keli should also become tummy. If you learn that the keli is a rishon, and the keli is what touching the bread becomes a sheni, then I understand. If there were cups or saucers inside the pot, they don't become tummy, because one keli, a rishon, cannot contaminate another keli, can only contaminate food and drink, because it's a rishon. But if you learn that the pshat is the sheretz, is as if it's touching everything, then why can't utensils or inside the pot become tummy? So it proves the pot is a rishon, the bread becomes a sheni, and then the bread touches something else, yitma. So Rabbi Akiva says, maybe see that there's a shlishi by chulin as well. So now, what's up, Rabbi Yosi? So in this pasuk, it says twice the word yitma, which is important. It starts off saying any food that's found inside the keli, yitma. That's number one. And then the end of the pasuk says, and any mashke, any liquid that you drink that's inside the keli, yitma. It says twice yitma. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi says, when I was talking about mashkin, what can it? Where can it spread its tumah? So he does also. Yitma means to generate tumah. That's how Rabbi Yosi knows that liquids can disseminate tumah, defilement. Yitma latame. But what? And what does it spread the tumah to? To what? To food. Yitma latame tumah seichun. That what? That drink touches food. That food becomes tumah as well from the Torah. That's how Rabbi Yosi knows. Because he learns like his Rebbe, Yitma means others. Says the Gemara, Letame Tumas Oichlin Atraim, you say that it's only limited, that it spreads to other food. Maybe it's limited that it only spreads to other liquids. Liquid can be Metame, other liquids. Amnit, so we say, Lekachoya, it can't be that way. My Lekachoya, what do you mean it can't be that way? Omar Apapa, Loi Matsino Tumas, as a rule, we do not find Tumas where he had this previously, Sha'oitziki Yetzber, food cannot be Metame, other food. A keli cannot be metame another keli, and we say that drink cannot be metame other drink. So what's left? So the drink must be that it's metame what? Food. Ravino Vina says, you don't even have to use that rule. Megufi de kronami le matzizami. The pasuk itself proves that what it says in the end of the pasuk that drink is metame doesn't mean drink is metame drink. It must be that drink is metame food. How do I know that? Amrit yitmo letame tumas mashkin. It must be that it's coming. Yeah. You cannot say that yitma means that liquid touches liquid. Why not? Because very simple. The beginning of the puzzle said that food becomes tame, yitma. In that pot, yitma. What's food metame? Other drink. And if the bottom of the end of the puzzle when it says if the liquid became tame, yitma, and it's also referring to drink, then why break it up into two parts? The beginning and the end of the puzzle are both saying that it became tame and it spreads the tumor to liquid. So then it should have bunched them together. The fact that you separate them, for food you say yitma, and then separately for liquid you say yitma, means each one is contaminating something else. That's coming to what? Spread tumor to liquids. Yitma duration amilatame tumas mashkin, and yitma duration also to make liquids, is ne arvinu. Why don't we mix them in ichtivinu? Why don't you mix them in right? Mikol ha'oichum asher yechol. Why don't you mix them in right? Mikol ha'oichel asher yechol asher yovei olav mayim. The pasuk should put them together as follows. Any food that you eat, that water came in contact with it and made it and prepared it to mekabel tumah. V'chol mashke. And don't put the word yitma there. V'chol mashke asher yisosa v'chol keli. And any liquid that you drink that fell in the keli. Then put one word yitma that goes on both, because they're both talking about the same thing. Contaminating other liquids. Today yitma lamli, why need two yitma? Yitma the ratio the time to is mashkin must be that the beginning is what for liquids, and yitma the safe time to is eichlin, and the second yitma must be for something else. Must be liquids contaminate food. It cannot be that food is metame food. We'll see later that food cannot be metame food. So it must be the beginning of the pasuk is talking about metame drink. So the end of the pasuk therefore says yitma separately must be that drink is metame food. Says the Gemara, why not? Why can't we say? If you're telling me that the yitma and the sefer is not talking about food, it's not talking about drink, but something else. You decided that the liquid is metame food. Maybe liquid metame vessels, like Rabbi Yehuda said initially. The aim of metame is a kelim. Maybe it's contaminating pots. Maybe drink, liquid has the power, the efficacy to metame utensils. Says the Gemara, it can't be. V'alav kavu chaymeru. Isn't it a kavu chaymer? That is, We're going to bring a kavu chayme that liquids cannot contaminate utensils. It goes as follows: Ma keli shemetame mashke. A keli can spread tumah to liquids. A metame keli, can a keli contaminate a second keli? No, one keli cannot be metame another keli. So surely, liquid that's only born out of a keli, that touched a keli, how can it be more powerful than the keli itself? If the keli itself cannot contaminate another keli, how can liquid that came tummy from a keli, which means it's even if it's inferior to a keli, yet it has the power to spread tumah to another utensil? Impossible. Is mashkin abayim a keli? So therefore, liquid that came from a keli, there's a liquid that's only tummy because of a keli. Is ain adin surely shle tamas a kalim? Surely doesn't have the power to be metame kalim. Can't be metame kalim. Says the Gemara. Okay, Vayma. Why don't we say there's different kinds of kalim? Why do you say different kinds of kalim? And what do you mean? Depends how it became tame. Vayma. Kiloy metame mashkin. You're right. If mashkin became tame because it touched a keli, and therefore it cannot be more powerful than the original source of its tumah, and the keli cannot contaminate another keli, neither can a mashkin. What about mashkin became tumah because directly came in contact with the sheretz, which the mashkin then is elevated much more powerful? Maybe that mashkin can be metameh even kelim. Says the Gemara, why don't we say kila metameh mashkin boy maras keli? When do we say the liquid cannot contaminate utensil because the liquid itself became tummy from a utensil, and since a utensil cannot contaminate another utensil, so surely the liquid cannot do that either. Abu mashkin boy maras sheretz, but the liquid came in contact with the sheretz, so the liquid is elevated much more stronger. Hachinami demetamu, maybe it could contaminate a keli, and that's what the pasuk is saying. Yitma, that liquid cannot only metame food, metame kelim as well. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mashkin haboyim machmas sheretz miksiv. How do you know that if liquid touches the sheretz, actually becomes tamei? Does it written anywhere in the Torah? That in itself we learn from a kal v'chomer from a keli, and that is that v'lab kal v'chomer gasi. In fact, we learned that in itself from a kal v'chomer. It goes as follows. Because nowhere in the Torah does it say if mashkin touches the sheretz, it becomes tamei. Uma mashkin haboyim machmas keli. If mashkin that just touches the keli, which touches the sheretz, can spread tumah, which is what the end of Parsha Shmini is. So surely if mashkin directly touches sheretz, it becomes tamei. So the whole idea of mashkin is a kal v'chomer. And since the origin of that kal v'chomer is from mashkin that touches the keli, we have a rule in kal v'chomer, daye lova min hadin lias kenadin. And if you're learning from something, you cannot be stronger than, even though you might be stronger, you cannot be stronger than the original point, like by Miriam. Miriam, Hashem said, if you would have spat at your father, you would get, you know, you'd be shunned for 7 days. So surely over here you should be shunned. Now l'chayla, this is the Eibush. You should, you know, and surely you've been shunned even further. Yet we say, daya love, since we're learning from Spanish, from you know, humiliating your father, therefore it cannot be stronger than the original kavuchem. Same thing here. Since the whole idea that a liquid touches a sheretz, we know, because if liquid touches a vessel that touched a sheretz, it becomes tamei. Surely if liquid touches directly a sheretz, it becomes tamei. But since in the case of a liquid touching a vessel that touches a sheretz, a liquid does not have the capacity to contaminate other vessels, so too, if a liquid touches directly a sheretz, it does not have the capacity to contaminate utensils, because it cannot be stronger than the original source of its learning. The law of kavuchemer kasi ma mashkin liquid haboyim machmas keli that touches the keli metamin can produce tumah mashkin haboyim machmas shele koshkin go directly, and then we have a rule daya love them and adin liz kenodin. It's enough that what you learn from the kavuchemer is no stronger than the original source. Says the Gemara, okay. So Yitma the Reisha, okay, the Yitma, the drink, we know what Rabbi Yossi learns, that liquid has the power from the Torah to spread tumah to food. What does he do with Yitma the Reisha? The first Yitma, which says by food, that if, you know, sitting in that pot, it becomes tummy, and that food is a sheni. What does he do with it? How does Rabbi Kiva learn? What does Rabbi Kiva do with that? Yitma the Reisha, that he was Yidashin. So you say, Mikola Oichel Asher Yechol. It says in the pasuk, in that very pasuk, it says, Mikola Oichel Asher Yechol. From that food that you eat, should I just look at the place? Yeah, Asher Yovel of Mayim. If that food came in contact with water, so now it's prepared to Mikabel Tumah, and therefore Yitma, it will spread the Tumah. What do you mean, Yitma? The Tamei Mashkin. That food. Now we're going to explain that the food that was sitting inside that pot that became tamei, it has the capacity only to contaminate liquid. It cannot disseminate tumah to food, which is similar to itself. How do I know that? After the Tamei Mashkin, the Tamei Keli. Maybe first of all, maybe the food can be metame the vessel. Okay, we learned that drink cannot be metame vessels, but why can't, because it cannot be more powerful than the keli, why can't we say food can be metame vessels? Amre, we say, have a kawachemer. Ma mashke, madach liquid, shemetame oichel has a power to metame food, yet it cannot contaminate utensils. Food that cannot be metame food surely cannot be metame vessels. Oichel ain't a metame keli. Oichel food she ain't metame oichel cannot metame something the like. Ain't no din shalait mekeli. Surely it cannot be metame a vessel. So what does it mean when it says that a food the sheni spreads to me? Hamani mekayim yidmo letame is a mashkin. That what that the drink sends that the food can contaminate drink. And why is it drink it could contaminate? Shein alulin lekabel tumah, the more susceptible to receive tumah. What do you mean? Why are they more susceptible to soon see? Food needs to be prepared before it can become tummy. It has to get wet. Liquid doesn't have to, it's already wet. So therefore, liquid in a way is stronger than food. Says the Gemara, my idiot mashkin. Why do you have to tell me the reason by liquid is? Just say, when we say that food is generates tumor, there's three possibilities where it spreads the tumor to. Either to vessels, either to other food or the drink. We've discounted vessels. Right, we make kalvachemer if drink that can metame food, and food cannot be metame food, and yet drink cannot be metame vessels. Surely food cannot be metame vessels. So you discounted vessels, you discounted food. So what's left? Obviously, the only other thing that's left is that food is metame drink. So you don't have to tell me because of the weakness of drink. Just say food cannot be metame drink. Typically, just tell us we should let me nachrin. Something else. And the Tayda says that it spreads to me. Obviously, it must mean to drink. So Gemara hachi kama. This is what the Gemara is trying to say. The chitem you might argue. Oichel chomer the metame mashkin. You might say, one second, okay, the fact is that food can be metame drink. So since food is able to metame drink, that proves that what? That food is quite strict, because drink cannot be metame drink, but food can be metame drink. So doesn't that prove that food is stronger than drink? So maybe food should be able to contaminate vessels. V'chitema oichel chomer. Food is stricter than drink. The metame mashkin, because it has the capacity to spread tumah to liquids, while liquids cannot spread to liquids. So since food is stricter than liquids, maybe food can contaminate vessels. Netamia lekeli. So we answer. Ahu chumra de mashkinu. No, the reason why food can be metame drink, not because food is stricter than drink, it's because drink is stricter than food. Drink is very easy, very susceptible to tumah, because drink doesn't need something else to prepare it to become tame. So drink is so strict, and that's why as soon as it comes in contact with anything that's tame, it becomes tame itself. Not because food is stricter, but because drink is stricter. Al-chumra de mashkinu, that's a chumra astringency in liquids. Shun de mashkin alulun lekabel tumah, because it's susceptible and ready to receive tumah. And why is that? Umayya allows you to come to me. What way is it susceptible? Shulay behechsher. So what? That you don't need to prepare it for food. Yeah, says the Gemara further. Okay, what do the word yitma? It can generate tumma. Food cannot be metame similar to it, and nor can liquid be metame similar to it. Says the Gemara, mahoch nafka. Is this really the place that we learn it from? We learn a few days ago, Mahasa Nafka, we learned actually in the very beginning of this whole subject matter, we learned in the pasuk, it says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, if you place water on seeds, V'nafam nivolosam olav, and afterwards, in other words, you prepare the seeds, and afterwards, the carcass falls on it, Tamehu, it is Tameh to you. What do you mean, it is Tameh? Of course, it is Tameh. Just say Tameh. What do you mean, who? So we dash and who Tameh? These seeds become Tameh. But the seeds cannot spread the Tumah to another group of seeds. Food cannot spread Tumah to food. So, Luchayda, why need our Pasuk and Shmini? And that Pasuk tell you the same thing. So we say, because there's two kinds of liquids. Chad, the Mashkin, Habayim, Machma, Sheretz. One is to tell you that liquid became Tameh directly touching a Sheretz, that it cannot spread tumah to another liquid. And the chad, and the pasuk in Shmini, where it says that you cannot spread to something similar, mashkin habayim machmas kli. And that comes to the liquid that came from the vessel, cannot spread tumah to itself, but only to something else. Utsichi, you need both sukkim. The iyash mina mashkin boy machlif. We only do pasha shmini. That was that the liquid sitting inside the keli cannot spread tumah to a liquid only to something else. Bishum de loy chamidi. I would say, you know why? Because the liquid is pretty light. You know, it's only a second generation, a second tier, so it's weak. Therefore, it cannot mitame itself. Avu mashkin boy machma sheretz. But liquid that comes from a sheretz. That liquid directly touched a sheretz is much more powerful. The chamidi ema oise tuma kiyetz, but we think it makes tuma similar, and that's why you have the pasuk kiyutin mayim al zera. Says the Gemara, so just tell us this pasuk, and we don't need the pasuk. Keli l'shmin and mashkin by machasheret. Just tell us the law about the liquid that comes from a sheretz. No, just tell us the pasuk of zera, and then v'choshkin mashkin by machasheret. Should have no even weaker mashkin cannot contaminate mashkin. Says the Gemara, milsud as a kavuchaymer kosh lekra. Things which we learn from a kavuchaymer. The Teda was still recorded. And therefore, even though, since it's not written clearly in the Pasuk, therefore the Teda would write it down anyway. You can't ask why the Teda writes it, because we find it many times that even though you could learn it from Kal Chaymer, if Sheretz surely becomes a Mashkin, nevertheless, we the Teda decided to bring two Psukim to tell you one for each Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Omale Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Omar Rovis made a statement. We just said right now, Rav Yossi is following the footsteps of his Rebbe, Rav Akiva, that Yitma is talking about a third party, that he can pass Tumah onto others. Rav Akiva learns that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, and Rav Yossi learns that Mashkin can be Metame food from the Torah. Says, but how does this fit in with Rav? Because Rav said somewhere, Loi Rav Yossi Sova Ke Rav Akiva, he made the following comment. That Rabbi Yesi that does not follow Rabbi Akiva, and the late Rabbi Akiva followed Rabbi Yesi, nor Rabbi Akiva followed Rabbi Yesi. Well, so therefore, what do you mean by that exactly? Gemara explains. No, but Rabbi is saying that Rabbi Yesi does not believe that a Sheni makes a Shlishi. If a Sheni does not make a Shlishi by Chulin, which means he doesn't learn the word Yitma, how can he still learn the word Yitma that Mashkin spreads Tumah to a third party? If he doesn't believe in this Yitma business of Akiva, that a Sheni makes a Shlishi. And we'll see later what we're talking about. Yeah, so the Gemara will explain now. The problem is, if Rabbi Yossi holds a Mashkin is Metame of the things Mahatoid, he learns the word Yitma. And if he learns Yitma, he must also learn that a Sheni makes a Shlishi. If you learn Yitma, means that it itself becomes Tame like the others learn, then he doesn't know, he doesn't have a source either that Mashkin liquids can generate Tuma and spread it out further. Says the Gemara, Gemara says, Amalei, so he answered back, Rabbi Yossi b'shittas Rabbi Akiva Rabbe Amra. All Rabbi Yossi is doing is this whole thing that he said. Not like Rabbi Shimon, who actually believed what he said. Rabbi Yossi, when he said that Mashkin has the power to spread Tumah Mahatoira on food, he was saying, according to my Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Yitma means spread Tumah, and a Sheni makes a Shlishi, he would also hold that liquids can be Metame food. I don't hold that. I don't hold that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, and I don't hold that liquids can spread to food Mahatoira. So he was saying, according to his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains. Rav is saying. The Gemara writes, "Amalei Rav Asher Kana Bishleim Rabbi Yisrael." We have this that we said that Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Akiva that a Sheni makes a Shlishi. That I know. But you also said Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Akiva, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, he doesn't believe that liquids can be metamim mahatoira food. How do we know that? So let's Gemara explains. I know that Rabbi Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Akiva that a Sheni makes a Shlishi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi said the following. Minayin, how do you know l'revi b'kodesh shu pasul? How do you know that by kachim we go to a fourth generation and it stops there? Remember, we learned that the last link in the chain is called pasul, not tameh. Tameh means it can spread, and pasul generally means that it's the end of the line. So how do I know that by kodesh we go up to a revi and that's the end of the line? Shu pasul is pasul. So we have a kavuchem v'dinu. And then you know what? That this is the kavuchem. That is, u'ma mechusa kippur. If somebody went to the mikveh and came out, he can eat maisa straight away. Truma, we learned yesterday, you have to wait for the sun to set. Right? It's called a tful yoim. You went to the mikveh today and you had to wait till sunset. And the Torah says you have the status of a sheni. And you make truma tame. And then it says that afterwards you can eat kachim. When? After you bring your carbon. So even you went to the mikveh and you waited all night, you can only eat truma, but you cannot eat karbonis yet, partake karbonis, until you bring your carbon for whatever the reason is that you were tamei.
That's called a mechusse kippurim. As long as you're missing your kapara, you're missing your carbon, you cannot partake from karbanos. So ma mechusse kippurim. So this is the kavuchemer. If a mechusse kippurim shemut betrumim, the only thing you didn't do yet is bring your carbon, but already it's sunset. So then, when the stars came out, you're allowed to eat truma, but you're not allowed to eat from a carbon shemut betrumim yet. Possible bekaidish, yet you're not allowed to eat kachim, because it says only after the kohen atoned for you, then you become tohu. You're allowed to eat. That means you're tamei till then. So bekaidish shlishi she possible betruma, a shlishi which is even worse, and a shlishi which by truma is the end of the line, but you are possible by truma. In other words, if you already went to the mikveh at night, you're allowed to eat truma. But a shlishi, if this particular truma was a shlishi, a third generation truma, not allowed to eat it. So a shlishi is stricter than a mechusse kippurim. So a shlishi is a possible but truma. Ain't it? Didn't she ask me about kaidish? Surely, if it touches kaidish, you're not allowed to eat it. Madach a mechusse kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Yet he cannot participate in kaidish. So surely a shlishi in truma, which it's not edible, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a shlishi. Surely, if it touches, it comes in contact with kaidish, it becomes a revi. Okay. Well, so that's that's regarding that. and then it starts like this. What do you call it? A shlishi is possible by truma, and we learn out. So the Gemara says we learn out by that a tful yoim, the guy who may went to the mikveh didn't wait till at night. It is not yet sunset. He's allowed to eat chulin, yet not allowed to eat truma. So a sheni, that if let's say chulin is a second generation, you're not allowed to eat it because it's tamei. Surely that it should be able to make a shlishi by truma. If a tvul yoim is allowed to eat chulin, you cannot eat truma. So surely a sheni, which makes the chulin tame, surely makes the truma tame as well. And from there we go to the next step regarding a tvul yoim. A tvul yoim cannot eat truma. So surely a sheni makes a shlishi by truma. Says the Gemara of Alabad, and we also learn shlishi by kodesh min ha-tayda. The fact that by kachim we have a third generation, we learn that circle from the Tadak. If you learn from Kalachimir, we have a rule dialogue in Kanadan, it wouldn't be any different than Truma, which means the end of the line would be a Shlishi. So therefore, we'll soon see the Gemara. There's a pasuk that tells you by kachim it goes up to a Shlishi, with a V, and how do you know there's a V? By kachim is a Kalachimir. So we know it ends by a V. But what is if there's Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi holds that by Truma, the end of the line is Shlishi, and by Kachim, the end of the line is Revi. Rabbi Akiva said that Chulin goes up to a Shlishi, and following the same pattern of Kavachimas, then Truma would go up to Revi, and Kachim would go up to Chamishi. So it's clear Rabbi Yaisi does not agree with his Rebbe that Yitma means that Chulin can pass on to a Shlishi. And we learn Revi from Kavachimas. And the Kavachimas is that what? That Revi. So therefore, that just like that truma who is puzzled, surely if it touches kachim it becomes a revi. Says the Gemara shlishi. The Gemara explains that shlishi matayda. Where do you find in the Torah that says by kachim you have a shlishi? The Chiv, it says the habasar asher yiga bechol tamei. The meat of a carbon touches any level of tumaloi, any level of tumaloi he shouldn't eat. Mila eskin, isn't it also including a case where the noga b'sheini isn't including a case that meat that touches a sheini? Right, because sheni is tame, it says that you shouldn't eat it. That means the meat becomes a shlishi. So hatoida kachim, which is a shlishi, cannot eat. And now the revi mekalachimer, and now we have the revi is a kalachimer. Okay, I mean, like we said before. So therefore, and we again for tful yoim, a tful yoim, a guy went to the mikveh, didn't yet wait till sunset, is allowed to eat chulin. Yet is possible but truma, so surely a sheini, which is also by truma, by tochulin, surely makes a shlishi by truma. Right? And now, and so on and so forth. So, and we learn a revi by kodesh from a chusse kippurim. Hence, we see for Rabbi Yaisi that the end of the line is a revi by kachin, not like Rabbi Akiva. If you tell me Sava Kirabe Akiva, if you follow Rabbi Akiva, then Nisna Nami Revi by Truma, and he should go a step further and say there's a Revi by Truma, because Rabbi Akiva actually holds up by Chulz a Shlishi. Use the same Kavachim and go one step further. The same thing, a Tful Yaim is not allowed to eat, is allowed to eat Chulz a Shlishi, but cannot eat Truma. So surely a Shlishi makes Truma a Revi. And a Mechusse Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma.
which is a Navi, but cannot eat kachim. So surely a Navi by Truma, which is you cannot eat, not like a Chuzik Boron, surely he makes a Chamisha by kachim. Why does Beis say that? Why does it stop at 3 and 4? Obviously, it's agreed on Rabbi Akiva. Ella, okay, that part we understand. Rabbi Akiva Lesovak Rabbi Yaisim, but you said Rabbi Akiva doesn't mean Rabbi Yaisim. The Mashkin does not matame food from Mahab Torah. How do you know that? Maybe he does. Says the Gemara, you know how I know that? Because since I never found anywhere that it says that Mashkin came with Tamim Mahatayda, so therefore, what do you call it? I didn't find any time that says so clearly in other words, I never found anyone say that, just because Rabbi Akiva says that there's a Shlishi by Chulin, but I never found anyone say there's a Ravi by Truma, and there's a Chamishi by Kachim. I never saw anyone say it. And therefore, I must say, Bekiva does not agree with this whole Kavachem of Rabbi Yaisi. So that's my whole basis. I didn't find any Tana. So Mora says, why don't we say the Viva to your name, Rabbi Kivi? I never found anyone say that in a Braise, and then we will conclude that it's Rabbi Kivi. So therefore, it must be that he doesn't hold that he can generate tumor mahatayda into food, into liquid. Says the Gemara, the Gemara asks back, banana hochi nekev nisbeh, just because you didn't find a braisa, does that mean that it's wrong, l'chayda, if Rabbi Yeisi holds Rabbi Kiva, then Rabbi Kiva is holding like Rabbi Yeisi. Just because you didn't find anybody doesn't mean that there's no such opinion. Says the Gemara, nofek Rabbi Ashi. So the Gemara now will say that they actually went and looked and they found clearly that Rabbi Akiva does not hold, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that by Chulin is a Shlishi, he does not agree that we also have, a Ravi by Truma using the Kavachem of Rabbi Yaisi or a Chamishi by Kachim. Not only we didn't find a Braise that says he does, we actually know Rabbi Akiva does not. From another Braise, as we'll from Mishnah actually, which we'll learn already tomorrow, where we see clearly Rabbi Akiva does not believe that a Truma goes beyond Shlishi, or Kachim goes beyond Ravi, and therefore he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, we said before, because it doesn't go any further, but neither does Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yaisi, as we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.